Page 120. Read. Exercise 2B. Do we view the past through rose-colored glasses?
A summer trip with the family to a theme park seems like a wonderful idea. As you load up the car, the kids can hardly contain their excitement. Along the way, you have to deal with a flat tire, and at the park, there are the usual high prices, long lines, occasional rudeness, and mediocre food. It's a relief when you get home, and you tell yourself it's the last time you'll go. But somehow, in the following months, all the negative memories seem to fade, leaving mostly happy recollections and the general sense that you had a good time. Next summer, or the summer after that, you will probably look forward to going again. The memory changes described above are what psychologists call rosy retrospection, a cognitive bias that makes past events seem more positive upon later reflection than they were in reality. Several studies have confirmed this bias. For example, bicyclists who were surveyed before, during, and after a 3-week tour recalled their trip in a more positive light after some time had elapsed. This provides evidence of a phenomenon known as fading affect bias, that is, the way the brain retains positive memories while allowing negative ones to fade. This distorted yet rosy view of the past seems to have a largely positive effect on our well-being, as viewing life positively is a coping mechanism that helps fight depression while bolstering an individual's sense of self-esteem and belief in personal control over influences that shape our lives. At work, letting go of negative memories reduces anxiety and enhances productivity. Furthermore, forgetting the pain of past failures eliminates the consequent regrets and fears that could be barriers to healthy risk-taking. However, rosy retrospection has drawbacks. Since we learn from our mistakes, forgetting their negative consequences can prevent us from learning valuable lessons. As a result, we might find ourselves repeatedly in the same bad situation. For example, if you only remember the exciting aspects of a hike climbing a mountain with friends and not how much you regretted having sore legs for a week after, you could easily find yourself making the same mistake again. Rosy retrospection has also been linked to a declinist perspective, the belief that a situation is in decline and heading, in the long run, toward collapse. Adopting this perspective instills the idea that our best days are behind us and a yearning for the good old days. Declinist arguments are often used by politicians, and although historians have shown that they are frequently false, they can effectively appeal to a bias toward a past that looks enviable in retrospect. So, while researchers have confirmed the benefits of rosy retrospection for our well-being and its value as a coping mechanism, by maintaining an awareness of its effects, we can also improve the accuracy of our judgment and decision-making. This might help us avoid falling into a declinist perspective. In sum, rosy retrospection should have a net positive effect as long as we make sure not to prefer that rosy view of the past to a genuinely bright future.